Keep 6 feet apart. That's one of the mantras to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But what if you can't? Think about immigrants in detention centers. This week, U.S. immigration officials confirmed the first COVID-19 case from an immigrant in one of those centers in New Jersey. Experts and activists had already sounded the alarm about crowded conditions in these detention centers and what that could mean for the spread of disease. The world's Halima Gikandi has more.
The main rule right now to prevent coronavirus is to wash your hands. But what happens when you don't have soap?
We're being told to wash and sanitize our hands regularly. We're not even provided with the soap on a daily basis. The soap is being brought in every other day. And when it is brought in, it is watered down.
The man speaking is in his 20s and comes from East Africa. He asked to remain anonymous because he is currently in an immigration detention center in Massachusetts. He fears speaking out about the conditions he's seeing there because it might lead to retaliation from the officers. He reached out to me because he and his fellow detainees are terrified they will get coronavirus. They say the facility is dirty and cramped.
The distance between one bunk to the next bunk is 3 feet. We sleep 3 feet away from each other.
It's hard to hear him because he called me from inside the facility. He's saying their bunk beds are only 3 feet apart. His sleeping arrangement is similar to that of tens of thousands of other immigrants in detention centers across the country. I asked him what the center has been doing to prepare for the virus.
What they did is they canceled our visits. With family.
No more social visits, he says. It's one of the main safety actions Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is taking. But the young man I spoke to is frustrated. He feels ICE should be doing more. He says detained immigrants don't have access to gloves or masks and that the facility isn't being sanitized. I called the facility where he is being detained. A spokesman denied that the center was unhygienic. He also said they've been screening new detainees and telling officers who are sick to go home. But some experts say that is not enough.
So we're holding very low-risk people in a setting that's creating a very high risk to both the detainees, the staff, and the facility, but also to the public and the surrounding community.
Dr. Scott Allen is a contracted medical expert for the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties within the Department of Homeland Security. The office investigates detention facilities across the U.S. Allen says detention centers are at risk the same way that cruise ships and nursing homes are, because they're crowded.
Detention centers have a sort of a bad combination of these factors in that, in general, hygiene is more difficult to maintain.
He says a single case in a detention center could cause an outbreak and spread to employees at the facilities and the wider community. Last week, Allen co-wrote a letter to Congress recommending that immigrants be released from detention.
Keeping people together in these closely confined areas where there's a high risk for an outbreak that could have impact on the local community is a much bigger threat to public safety.
He also notes that detained immigrants are awaiting civil, not criminal proceedings. Immigration activists agree with Allen and are also suing ICE to release medically vulnerable immigrants from detention. So far, those demands have been rejected. Elizabeth Wynn is a volunteer at the Boston Immigration Justice Accompaniment Network.
We know that folks are very concerned about the fact that there are people at very high risk for coronavirus who are in detention. There are guards and other staff who are not using protective equipment and are the ones coming in and out of the jail.
As COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the U.S. and the rest of the world, people are stocking up on hand sanitizer and toilet paper. But immigrants in detention have few options, including the man detained in Massachusetts.
We're in a really bad position and we're really anxious about what is going to happen next.
He says he doesn't know what he'll do if coronavirus arrives and he is still in detention. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.